Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You expect this for my first daily ditty?
You old seductive SOB. Look at you.
It's like
one of the best songs of all time. It's so good.
I had not heard this in so long. And then I heard it over the weekend. Turn it up, Polly. If you're an Atlanta Braves fan, it is a wicked game.
It is.
This morning. But this song, Woodsy, came out, I think, late 1989, maybe, and was like 14 years old. I think I assumed, like, this would be my makeout. This would be perfect makeout. I don't think I ever actually did make out to this song ever in my life. But I thought at some point that I probably would. Just never actually materialized. So,
God, that's such a jam. Yeah, but, Chris Isaac, have you seen the video?
With the model, Helena Christensen.
Oh, my God. It's just fantastic. The whole scene of the song is beautiful. That guitar, the words, his amazing voice. Syrupy Elvis-like, Roy Orbison-like voice.
He doesn't look, the voice and the look.
He's pretty sharp,
he's kind of a
though.
Slight, I mean, yeah, he's good looking. He's kind of a slight looking guy. He's got a very deep and...
Yeah, rich.
Rich voice.
Syrupy. I love Chris Isaac. Unabashed Chris Isaac.
Good,
Chris
all right.
Well, I mean, a very seductive guy. That's what I wanted to be.
You looked like you were doing the guitar. Like
I
you
was.
Played that
I
one
can
before.
Play, oh, I've played that one many a time. God, I love that song.
So that's
great pick.
Our daily ditty. Each day, one of us picks a song at our 6:20 segment for whatever reason, you know.
Little ditty.
Could be just, you know, something you heard, something you think is appropriate for the morning, just something makes you feel good. Whatever you're in the mood for, and that's our new daily ditty every day here with Ben and Woods.
Ben just out here trying to seduce our female listeners right out of the shoot on a Monday morning, just trying to get you...
Wasting no time.
Yeah, wasting no time. Unbelievable.
You can download the Radio.com app so you can stream 97.3 The Fan on your mobile phone or tablet. You can listen live or use the rewind feature. Go back and hear anything you missed from your favorite show. Hopefully that would be us. Thanks for listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We've already used it this morning to listen in on a little Atlanta sports talk this morning. But I've got to feel like in Houston, I mean, there's nothing worse than thinking you're out of it, then getting your hopes back up by coming back from down 3-0 to force a game 7 and then lose it. I don't think that's ever happened in baseball before. The only time that I think a team came all the way back from 4-0 down was the Sox.
And they won it.
And they won it. But I don't think a team had ever come back down from 3-0 to force the game 7 only to lose the game 7 the way the Houston Astros did on Saturday.
Couldn't have happened to a better group of guys.
Maybe that was the karma, that it wasn't just painful enough.
Yeah, like if you go
to
down,
get swept you, out of the
you
series.
You get swept, you're like, oh, all right. We were terrible this year anyway, and we've kind of
we exceeded our expectations, yep. What we thought we were going to do in the playoffs, but to really punish them, the baseball gods gave them hope. And hope is a dangerous thing.
Maybe that is, it is. And maybe that is what's going to happen with the Dodgers. You let them in the World Series.
Again.
And then they get beaten.
Give them the hope here.
Okay.
Take it away.
So again, talk about pressure of the World Series. Pressure, again, squarely on the Dodgers, right? It's weird to say you're playing with house money in a World Series. But if you're the Rays, you're not playing with anywhere near as much money as the Dodgers are playing with. So that's probably for the Rays and definitely their brass. Hey, we made it to the World Series. You know, and if you're a Dodger fan, though, and you're a Dodgers player and somebody in the front office, you got to win. You have to win this World Series. You have to.
The one thing I'm worried about with the Rays, and we'll preview this more over these next couple of days, can they continue to get these insane, unexpected offensive performances from Randy Arozarena?
Yeah.
I mean, Manuel Margot should not be hitting as many home runs as Manuel Margot is hitting in the playoffs. They're not going to be at Petco Park either. Remember, they've played every postseason game after that opening series. So they went the distance against the Yankees.
Yep.
They went the distance against the Astros. That was 12 straight they played at Petco Park. Now they've got to pick up, leave their bubble in San Diego, head to Texas, kind of reacclimate themselves, while the Dodgers have been sitting there for these last, they've played, 10 games straight, and get to kind of have the comfort of being in their almost like temporary home field now that they're used to. So that's a bit of an advantage for the Dodgers here.
Well, certainly they feel comfortable defensively out there. Mookie Betts has really learned his way around what it looks like out in right field.
Bellinger
in center. Like, they're feeling quite at home there.
And it's
LA
a new
Dodgers park.
Remember the Rays, there was no interdivision play.
Right.
So they've never played in this ballpark before, I would think, until this year. So the Dodgers have had a lot more experience playing in what has been kind of a weird place. I mean, with the wind, with the roof open versus closed, just the way the angles that have played, they've kind of gotten used to this, where the Rays will have to kind of learn on the fly here. And that will definitely, I think, give the Dodgers a bit of an advantage in this series.
This is so good. Ken Rosen. I like Ken. Ken's fine. Ken tweets out something last night. For the Dodgers, a triumph of organizational might. Okay? Right. I mean, good organization. This is my favorite tweet.
This is all you!
In response. Wow, what a story. What an incredible story. Who would have thought a 43-17 team with Kellinger, Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, Walker Buehler, and Clayton Kershaw could win the pennant? Just a bunch of lovable losers. Inspirational. Nobody believed in them. Braves choke, by the way. LOL. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, when you look at it like that, it's just, you're right, like, all right, don't sell me on this stuff. Don't sell me on this gritty, battered and beaten underdog story, right?
I agree, yes. It's not an underdog story for
it's
the Dodgers.
They're the favorites.
I just told you, they have the home. They essentially have the home field advantage,
yeah.
Even though they're not playing in Los Angeles. I think they definitely have the advantage there. They have the lineup advantage. The one thing that the Rays have, I think, is the starting pitching.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers are kind of up against it because obviously, they only have one off day between, you know, Johnny Holstaff, Game 7 and Game 1. Walker Buehler pitched on Saturday.
So it's Kershaw Game 1,
so it's
right?
Got to be Kershaw on regular rest for Game 1. It's not exact, you know, Kershaw hasn't exactly lit the world on fire in the postseason. And if you're going to, you know, that you figure he's going to have to pitch twice in this series. So it's going to come down to Clayton Kershaw. If he pitches well, Dodgers will probably win the World Series. And if he does his Clayton Kershaw October bit, then the Rays are going to be tough. If they beat Clayton Kershaw twice, I think the Rays win the World Series.
I think so, too.
So I think Clayton Kershaw is absolutely the key player in this series for the Dodgers.
Mama.
And if you're a Dodgers fan, you can't be loving the fact that Clayton Kershaw is your key player in October. I'm sorry. You just can't be loving that.
That's a good point. It's a good point. I mean, and again, we've seen, like, Gratterall the other night came in and wasn't good. I mean, they've had some pretty good performances. Trinan seems to have rebounded a little bit from his one misstep.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some arms down there. They're going to enjoy that day of rest as well. Tampa Bay getting a couple of days rest, but you're throwing an actual travel day in there. So, yeah, man, it's weird for two teams with such a massive disparity in payroll, you look at them and you're like, all right, like, you guys got some bigger names, you guys got some bigger sticks, but we've got some bigger arms and guys that can go out and get outs, strikeout kind of guys to help neutralize some of those big bats.
All right, Battle of the Bays yesterday, Green and Tampa was the marquee matchup. The Titans probably had the most thrilling game of the day against the Houston Texans. We'll talk NFL with our senior NFL writer, Eric Adelson, coming up next. Speaking of tweets, Roman says with that first song, Ben can take me now.
100%. I told you, very seductive.
We'll talk NFL football coming up next with Ben and Woods. Stick around. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.